You can use UML diagrams to model your application's user requirements and design, making it easier to discuss the application with your team and with stakeholders. This also helps make sure that the application meets the user's needs, resulting in better architecture, fewer bugs, more maintainable code, and lower total cost of development. Visual Studio provides an integrated environment where you can track the work alongside your models by linking Team Foundation Server work items to model elements. UML diagrams are partial views of the model, which live inside a modeling project that you can check into version control. This provides traceability between the models, the IDE, and the code, whether you're designing a new solution or updating an existing one. By creating models iteratively, you can identify new or evolving requirements for the application, create a layered architecture with suitable abstractions for an object-oriented approach, and develop the flow of control between components and classes. Let's examine the modeling diagrams for the Pet Shop web application so we can get a better understanding of its design and requirements. This use case diagram shows us the users and their goals for the system. These are represented by actors and use cases. A component diagram describes the high-level structure of the system and the services that parts of the system use to communicate with each other. You can use this diagram to help you describe the system architecture, along with layer diagrams and class diagrams. We previously refactored the code to comply with the layer diagram created by the team's architect. However, our component diagram is missing the payment gateway component that we refactored our code to use. We think it's important to include this component on our diagram so that the model reflects what we did. So we'll open a bug. As you can see, we can easily create a link between this component and a bug, so the person who fixes the bug can open the diagram directly. We're done with this work, so let's look at the next diagram. Activity diagrams describe the dynamic behavior of a system. Let's update this class diagram and add the payment processor class. We can reverse engineer classes onto the diagram by dragging them from the Solution Explorer. This adds classes to the model as well as the diagram. As we've shown, UML diagrams can help you visually describe your applications and communicate their requirements and design to others. We've also shown how easily we can create and track work against the design because our models are integrated with the code and the Visual Studio development environment. To learn more, see the other Visual Studio videos.